have to excuse my voice, I'm a little insane. So, climate change is the single biggest world issue facing our world. Just 100 companies are responsible for 70% of carbon emissions.
Shame!
And we live in a world run of climate change by climate deniers, and I can get listed. Climate cliche is well introduced. We've all heard these facts before, shocking as you know it, and they are embedded in us. We all know these horrible, horrible statistics. The amount of climate refugees suffering at the hands of these big oil companies, at the hands of CEOs buying yachts for water. Just last month, 7 million people came out in solidarity with Greta Thunberg and our cause. And the reason we know these facts so well is because we need to keep repeating them. In today's political climate, it seems like the only viable way to get your voice heard is by shouting. And if we are to take the Prime Minister as an example, that is how we are being told to do. We are being told that we need to scream to get our voice heard over the crowd. And that is exactly what we are doing. We are screaming at the oil companies that something needs to change. This is what's beautiful about this cause. Whether you're black, white, poor, wealthy, whether you're male, female, or whatever other gender, this is a cause that unites us, because like it or not, this cause will unite us. Climate change is the only cause that can unite every single human on this earth, like it or not, because like it or not, without this earth, we are nothing. We see in the election campaigns planting so many million trees. I'm going to plant 100 million trees, I'm going to plant 70 million trees. Planting so many million trees won't eradicate the fact that oil companies are allowed to control our earth, unrestricted, run free and rampant on our environments, create climate refugees across the globe, causing crisis all over. So are we going to let that stand?
No.
Are we going to let 100 companies, are we going to carry on repeating the facts? Are we just going to carry on repeating them? No, we are out here for genuine change. And that is why it's so beautiful to see so many people out here. We're not just a bunch of morally aware liberals who are just spitting out the same old facts. We're here for change, and we're not going to go until we get change. Just last year, 24 million people were displaced due to hurricane or floods. That's well over 45 times the population of Sheffield, without a home. Their livelihoods destroyed. Now who's flooded? Whose hands have blood on them in this situation? It certainly isn't ours. It's the oil companies, it's the systems that are upholding them. Something needs to change. Something is wrong here. I for one don't believe recycling your plastic bottles that bit more will give these people back their homes. But personally, I believe what we are doing right now will help at least stop prevent this from happening in the future. Thank you ever so much for coming out here. Keep coming out here. And I thank UCU for organising their strikes on the same day as us to show solidarity for a movement. And we are indebted to more and more people being able to strike on the same day as us. Thank you very much, and solidarity. Yeah.